Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications, brought to you by our sponsor, the Want Institute, wantinstitute.org. Dr. Pat.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm better than I was last week and getting better every day.
Fantastic. I want to start right off by saying you can call us at 323-203-0815. And the very first question is one we didn't get to last week. So I've had five questions come in this week, and they all relate to the same thing. These are women that are saying, I'm going out, I'm making myself available, but the men I want to be attracted to me aren't, I'm flirting. And the other part of the question is, I don't know where to find them. I don't know how to flirt. Dr. Allen, tell us how to do it.
First of all, I heard the four-letter word, want.
Want.
When women want, you know what's really interesting? Men want, men, not boys.
Men.
Men want to want.
Okay.
They want to use their eyes to pick a woman. They want to distract from her girlfriends, from her laundry, from her gardening, from sitting in the library. But once they see the huntress in the eyes, they don't want. Boys want masculine women, mother women.
Right.
But real men want to be men. So here's what I tell women. Go places where you will laugh and have fun.
Okay.
And sometimes go alone.
Okay.
Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Because men, in fact, here's a favorite gimmick I teach. You know TGIF?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no matter whether you're a secretary or what you are, I want you, ladies, to get dressed like you've been to work.
Okay.
Take your briefcase or whatever it is you have. Go to the best hotel in your area from 4 to 6. And when you go there, go to the bar. Sit at the bar. Look impatiently at your watch as if you're waiting for your girlfriend. And be sure you tell that to the bartender.
Aha!
My girlfriend is late, and she does this every once in a while. So what happens is men that are sitting, now who's in the bar from 4 to 6? But you don't go there on Friday.
Right.
Do you see?
Yeah.
You go there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday from 4 to 6.
Right.
And when you go there, you talk to the bartender, you drink Perrier.
Yes.
Or some, you know, Virgin Mary.
Right.
Because we're putting out our virtuous message. And men that are getting off work, TGIF.
Right.
Will notice you. Yes, they may be married. Yes, they may only be in town. But I want you to understand, they will evaluate you first by their eyes, then by their ears. And their ears will hear your tone of voice.
Right.
They will hear your friendliness with the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
Right.
And they will come over and they will sit down and they will just talk with you. And you will be friendly. What are you in town for? I'm in for a meeting, blah, 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 whatever. And inevitably, they will ask you to have dinner.
Right.
Do you see?
Yes.
And you don't leave the hotel. You eat dinner there.
Right.
And you don't go to their room.
Right.
Okay. But you do that. Now, what is the skill that that teaches? Number one, don't hunt men.
There you go.
Hunt boys.
Okay.
Toy boys. Cute little things.
Right.
That you can scoop up in your apron and take home with you. Do you see?
Yes, of course. So in other words, if you are looking for somebody
to play
with.
Once you're looking, you're in trouble.
If you're looking for somebody to play with, it's okay to hunt. But if you are hoping to find a real relationship, hunting is not what you're doing. You're practicing being available.
No, in the anthropological world, it's called presentation.
Presentation.
Okay, monkeys put their little butts up in the air, and that flags the other monkeys.
Right.
And we are basically come from Cro-Magnon monkeys.
Right.
So the point is, you can't hunt men. Men must hunt you to feel safe. Real men have to be very careful who they fall in love with.
Okay.
Because when they fall hard.
Ah.
So they feel safe if they're hooking up. They feel safe with mistresses. They feel safe with prostitutes. But they don't feel safe with women that are desirable, that are hunting them.
Okay.
So don't hunt men. Present.
Okay. And you recommend what you call the 5-second flirt.
Well, the 5-second flirt is when you're in a group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I recommend that people go out for 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Four of the five are really walking about.
Right.
You're walking through CVS. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're not seated.
Right.
You're not standing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just looking in the eyes and smiling. No talking.
No talking.
If you talk, you're hunting.
Right.
If you look in the eyes, smile, and walk about, if they're courageous men, they'll get up and say something.
Okay. Okay.
If they're not, then we have to count on the fifth flirting.
Okay.
The fifth flirting is where you're seated, whether you're seated waiting for your car to get washed or fixed. That's a good place.
Mm-hmm.
And or coffee after church.
Right.
Or, let's see, what else? Library.
Right.
Starbucks.
Right.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Little magazine or newspaper. And flirt.
Okay.
Eyeballs and smile. This gives shy men a chance to come over and say something and sit down with you or mm-hmm. next to you. Whereupon, you act like a lady and they court you. They go after you.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it may end up with a coffee invitation, but you will feel wanted. See, women have got to understand the soul of a man, the anima, is extremely sensitive.
Right.
And when he's drunk, he knocks out his fear and can say and do things, but you're not with the real him.
Right, that's liquid backbone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the true gift of hunting for a man
mm-hmm.
is don't hunt. Go where you enjoy laughing.
So whether that makes sense. Someplace you enjoy, so where you're natural, you're feeling good about what you're doing, and it shows.
Or you're feeling distracted.
Right.
Do you know how many men say they like to meet women in laundromats?
I think that that's interesting because I do think that that's a place where you're pretty natural. You're just
you're
natural.
You're in your sweats. You're doing something.
Right.
You know, and you're often reading a magazine. And that's a call for him to move up on you and say something funny or whatever.
Right. We have a call. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Hi, this is Denise with John and Denise Couple. And
yes.
Thank you. I've been enjoying your conversation. And I'm reading, both of us are reading your book, Staying Married and Loving It. And in your book, Pat, it talks about, Dr. Pat, it talks about it doesn't matter whether you've been married 20 minutes or 20 years. It's never too early to learn or too late to change. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, first you have to have enough failure in what you want to be able to seek out someone, do you see, to teach you something. And for that reason, that's what I do for a living. People who come to me because they don't have the skills of hunting, masculine or feminine. I teach the men that they've got to speak up. And I teach the women, if they want to be cherished, not to speak up other than to ask where the bathroom is. You see? Men love to help. So ask them for help. Okay?
Well, so, I've always spoken up, Pat.
Pardon?
And I've always said, well, this is John.
Hi, John.
And I've never had a problem talking to women, in fact.
You're not the
really
only kind of man on the planet.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
I know that.
But, I've had many women in my life.
Good. But there
but
are...
I didn't... I'm just learning how to love recently.
You what?
I've just learned how to love women recently.
Oh, that's good. Where did you learn?
Yeah, rather than that they were my object of ownership.
Oh, you saying you acquired that taste, or you had it?
Yes, yes. Recently, I acquired.
Okay, what did you?
I discovered
formally?
That I was objectifying women through therapy.
Well, how did you learn? What did you learn to do?
To look at them as a complete and total individual of the creator of the universe, and to respect them just as I respect myself.
And how do you move on women? How did you move on Denise?
Women were objects of pleasure. Women were purely recreational, Pat, for about
48
years.
I've got news for you. Welcome to the world of natural men.
Yes.
We women have been quite aware. Now, on the other hand, you know what you men get angry with? That your meal tickets. Meal tickets. That women want you for money.
Yes, and I've always understood that.
Harvard did a study on it, and they found out that most men want sexual, and most women want status and financial. But the problem is, the way women hunt, it's like gold mining.
Very easy.
Pardon?
No, I enjoyed the women that hunted. At least I knew what they wanted. And
I appreciate that. Did Denise
more
hunt
clear.
Wait a minute. Did Denise hunt you?
No.
Well, then why are you
no,
with
she,
her?
I spoke to her first.
Then you hunted her, and you're proving my point.
What is your point, Pat?
My point is that men go after what they want, and women say yes or no.
Absolutely.
That's the way it works. Love,
the interesting thing, Pat, to me is...
What?
That it took me 48 years to understand how shallow of a thinker I was emotionally.
I've got news for you. Do you know why you were allowed to be shallow? Because women
why?
Were generous.
Oh, women, they are. Very generous.
Lib,
very loving.
Women's lib has taught women how to be poor imitations of men.
Yes.
I have no problem with women's lib getting us equality in the office. But I wish they would have told the women, leave your fake balls at the office. Don't take them home, because if you've got them, they give theirs up. Then you have to be the masculine hunter. And I have no problem with women being hunters and men being Peter Pan hunted. But women say to me, I want to be cherished. And then they go out wanting and chasing and speaking. And that isn't the way men operate. But boys operate that way. And men who say, I want women, why do I have to approach women? Why can't they approach me? Because if you like them approaching you, you're going to hate them when they approach you and order you around after the first few days. Because women that are trained to be mothers and to mother men become real enemies of men who don't want mother again. So I'm hearing that my technique taught Denise how to signal you, and you responded by hunting her.
Yes.
Good.
And the way she responded in the manner that she learned from you
was a lady.
It was so beautiful. I fell in love with her very quickly.
Men fall in love with virtue, not vaginas. They enjoy vaginas, but they don't fall in love with them. They use them. But falling in love is chemistry.
It took me a few years, Pat, and a lot of experience. But I absolutely agree with you.
Okay.
One is temporary, and the other is everlasting, eternal.
Having sex is an animal event. Making love is a human spiritual event. People who want to have sex passionately rarely make love. People who make love periodically have wild, passionate sex.
I'm 50 and haven't made love yet. Can you believe that?
Virgins have a right to exist. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm not a virgin, Pat. I've had sex many, many times.
But not with Denise?
Not with Denise yet. I think she's going to be the first woman I actually can say I've made love with instead of sex, had sex with.
Are you getting engaged or something ceremonial?
I asked her to marry me 9 days after meeting her.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Are you engaged or aren't you engaged?
Yes, we are engaged, Pat. We plan on being married next year sometime.
Okay, so you have mutually agreed to not have intercourse until you're married. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, and it's the first woman in 50 years I've ever done that with.
I've got news for you. As long as both parties believe in that, I support it. It's a very spiritual, very religious-oriented form of sexual beginnings. The problem is, if one person is doing the, I don't want to have intercourse until I'm married, and the other one is saying, I want to have intercourse when we get engaged, because I have no interest in marrying someone who we don't fit together in a sexual way. So I agree with whatever people want to do as long as they have an agreement. Do you see? And the agreement is basically, in my world, monogamy, continuity, that means you see each other regularly, and longevity. And longevity is either mating or marrying. And if you have chemistry and you have compatibility and you do communicate well what you want and what you don't want, then you will have a good beginning to a relationship. So I hear you building a relationship.
Absolutely. Effortless effort.
So, John, I have a question. A lot of the women out there have been sending in questions about what attracts a man, and you are definitely a man, and you were attracted to Denise. So how did she attract you? What was it that spurred your interest? So maybe some of our female listeners can find somebody as fabulous as you.
Well, I think I'm a man that has a spiritual faith in a creator of the universe. I think it's important to get a man that has some spirituality to him. If you get a man, I was a man of the world for many years, mm-hmm. and everything was objects for my pleasure. And those women were pretty. I went off of sheer looks. If you look nice and you smell nice, you were for me.
Mm-hmm.
But spiritual men that believe in everlasting life and have a little deeper thought process, meaning to living, those men look at what you say and how you... I think keeping silent is very, very important around an alpha male. It's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping silent rather than not, who are you? What are you doing? What do you know? That just, it turned me off even in my...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So keeping silent, looking lovely, looking peaceful, smiling, looking happy. We want to be around happy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that infects us with their happiness. And
do you know why that is?
Be yourself. Be genuine.
I understand. But many women have been raised to be men, and they don't know how to be feminine. Femininity to me is passivity, let the man lead, patience, stop wanting it. I know you've waited time, maybe too long, but be patient and let him build a relationship with you. And vulnerability is doing it a man's way, as long as it's moral, ethical, and legal. So that's a hard thing. Acquiescing is a skill. It's not surrender. It's not capitulate. It's doing what you wouldn't do if you were single for the sake of the team.
I had a 7-year relationship with a woman who was just simply wonderful, but she just couldn't lose her dick. And,
I understand that.
And she couldn't lose her dick. She had this chick. She was a chick with a dick. And I totally relate to you when you say that, because I never got past a certain barrier with her, because she turned me off with her alpha. We were alpha in the house. And I could not get quite through that. And if she would have listened to you or been turned on to you, I think we would have had a really long-lasting, I would have married her. But so I tell everybody to Dr. Pat Allen and advise them, send them your way, to because they could have the man of their dreams or somebody that's very capable of having a deep relationship. But if they try and act like an alpha male to an alpha male, you push each other apart or you push him away.
That's exactly right.
Right. Exactly. Magnets right. With the same polarity repel. Exactly.
It's
everything
wonderful.
You say, Pat, I've experienced. I'm a big preacher of you and your knowledge, and I turn your number on to as many women as I possibly can.
I thank you for doing that. I thank you.
Yeah.
And is Denise
save them,
there?
Save them from being a victim. I had many victims out there that I used and abused.
I understand that.
But they volunteered, Pat.
I'm afraid that's
true. Volunteered.
I'm afraid that's true. I ask the men that I deal with to let the women know that they're not committable, they're not available, but they want to play. And if a woman knows that and she's willing to risk bonding to a, quote, player, then have at it. Experience will teach you. Is Denise there?
Yeah,
she's right here.
Hi, Denise.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat.
What have you to say about what I've taught you and how it got John into your world?
Oh, it was exciting because I really didn't have to do anything. All I had to do was smile and look pretty. John's laughing. And just listen and be attentive. In other words, with my eyes and my smiling. And I listened to, the first place we went to was a coffee shop.
That was the biggest hook. Her just sitting there listening to me. The biggest hook ever. I bit and I'm hooked.
It was like effortless effort. It just as simple, it was like dancing. Excellent. And that's what you've taught me, is just to be and not try to, you just said it a minute ago, not to want things.
Yes.
Just to be and enjoy. And in fact, that's what you told me. You said, enjoy John. I remember when I first told you about him, you said, just enjoy him. And it was like, yes, I'm just going to enjoy him.
Good.
And she hasn't had sex with me yet.
That's okay. You've agreed to it. That's the way it is.
Well, yes. She has a lot to look forward to, Pat.
Oh, good.
She's really trying to get me. She's really trying to get a date nailed down because she's so excited, and frankly, so am I.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your coming on the air and sharing your experience, and I approve of it because it's what I believe in.
It's your principle.
Yes, it is. It's my principles. The Pat Allen.
And they really.
I teach virtue through science. I do.
Absolutely, Pat. It's virtue.
Yes.
And it takes a lot of experience and a lot of meditation, prayer, and inward reflection. There's
Good.
A lot more to this than meets the eye, Pat.
I understand that. I understand that. So enjoy your relationship.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
Yes, and thank you for the guidance, Pat.
Good.
It's lovely. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate your testimony.
And keep us updated.
What's that?
Keep us updated. Yeah, keep us updated.
Yes. Oh, we will.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling in,
you guys. We look forward to seeing you at the Marriott, Pat. We're going to attend.
Oh, good. Yeah. Come to the Marriott.
Oh, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned it, John. We're moving to the Courtyard Marriott. For the...
In Los Angeles.
Yes, for the Monday
away
night.
Away from the Odyssey.
For the Monday night show.
We outgrew the Odyssey based
on... We did. Exciting.
People coming behind.
I must say the Odyssey was so bitching. I really loved it. It was so artsy and stage. It was really neat, but I'm sure the Marriott's going to be equally impressive.
Very nice.
It is, and you know, it has a little bit of an added feature where some of the people that are coming can go and maybe mingle at the...
There's a lovely lounge right outside the door where we're in, and it's cushiony chairs and lots of neat space for people to meet people like themselves who have come to the seminar. We're calling it a seminar now rather than a show.
And we're
beautiful.
And we're very excited because we had been reaching maximum and turning people away from the Odyssey, which was breaking all of our hearts. So we're really excited about it. So anybody who needs to know about that, you can get all the information at www.drpatallen.com. And again, we're so excited. We hope we'll see you there. In September
14th. Thank you so much. Thank you for your selflessness.
Good. Thank you, Pat.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good.
Okay. We have another question.
What's that?
I have been married to my mate for 14 years. Last week, I found out that he'd been cheating on me. And he lied barefaced to me about it. As I delved deeper, I found he had cheated more than 22 times.
Got it.
With 22 different women. I feel violated. I feel endangered. But most of all, I don't feel cherished. I feel abused. And I feel angry. Dr. Allen, what is your advice?
Accept, reject, don't tolerate. Toleration is either sanctimonious forgiveness. I'm going to forgive you. You have the right kind of money I need. Accepting means he admitted or you caught him or whatever you did, and perhaps you do a siege with the therapist and see if he wants to renegotiate a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship. Or you reject him. And
right.
That means you divorce him and go off on your own and do your thing.
Right.
So do you want to accept him because he's 51% valuable to you? If you have a reason to keep him and he's willing to negotiate boundaries, keep him.
Right.
If you're not willing to keep him and you don't need to keep him because you can take care of yourself and the kids, whatever, then divorce him.
Right.
But don't tolerate him, which is one half accept and one half reject.
Exactly. We got another call. Hey, caller, you are on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, what is the radio station number?
This is internet radio.
Hello?
It's latalkradio.com, internet radio, and you've called into the call-in number, 323-203-0815.
You've got your message.
Hello? Is this a real person?
It's a real person. Two real people,
this
actually.
This is Pat Allen and Kelly Ward.
No problem, no problem. Is there like an actual radio station, like on the, we can play in the car besides, instead of the internet, can we listen on the radio?
Well, here's what you can do. You can, do you have a smartphone? If you do, you can download the app, which is LA Talk Radio's app, and you can click channel one and boom, we're on the air.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Do you have a question other than that? No?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a question other than that?
No, it's okay. I really appreciate it. I just want to listen to Pat.
All right, great.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
I've known her for a while, so I love
Oh, that's
Pat
good.
Allen.
Okay, well, we're excited about you listening. Thanks for calling in and finding out.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, so that's kind of a habitual cheater, though.
It's maybe a sex addict.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
you did talk about that. The addiction to sex, is it the same kind of addiction as alcohol or drugs?
Well, let's put it this way: any problem that is called an addiction has a chemical, neurological, biological basis.
Okay.
Therefore, dopamine, which is what you get when you get cocaine,
right?
Dopamine is most produced with sexual behavior. Also, gambling, money, criminality,
right?
Con men,
right?
They're getting a lot of dopamine doing what they're doing. There are three motivators for human bad behavior: sex, money, and mind-altering chemicals,
right?
Which is drinking, drugs. Do you see?
Yes.
So with that in mind, an addiction has its biochemical foundation.
Right.
Do you know what norepinephrine addiction is?
I do, but I think you should share with our audience.
Okay. Well, there are three neurotransmitters that help your neurons connect,
right,
and get the energy moving. You know what's so interesting? Anxiety keeps the brain up to snuff.
Right.
Because the energy you produce when you're anxious buzzes. It's like you keep your brain working.
Right. You keep the neurons firing.
That's the reason that when you retire, if you don't have somebody to love, something to do, and something to look forward to, you go flat.
Right.
Because you're not producing any dopamine, you see, or serotonin. Serotonin is what you produce when you go to sleep.
Right.
In order to go to sleep and tranquilize yourself. But norepinephrine is a real booger.
Right.
If between the ages of 7 months in utero and 3 years, you experience too much stress
right
as a fetus,
mm-hmm,
or as a baby,
right,
and up to 3 years old, your body literally wires to norepinephrine.
Right.
You are scared to death of pleasure. Dopamine is scary.
Right.
And norepinephrine is real. And that's why many, many people sabotage the best things in their lives, because the best things produce dopamine, and they've been raised on painful norepinephrine. I recommend a book,
mm-hmm.
Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, mm-hmm. by a genius, Robert Sapolsky.
All right.
And so with that in mind, if there's anybody listening out there who has a problem sabotaging and ruining fun, pleasurable things, go to a neuroscientist, psychiatrist, or a therapist like myself, who's a behavioral therapist,
mm-hmm.
who will cause you to desensitize your addiction to painful norepinephrine by immersing you in it until you start to wean yourself out of it.
That's very interesting. The next question we have is one that gets asked a lot.
Which is?
It is, how do I know if I'm an alpha woman? I have no idea what that even means.
One of the signs of an alpha person is they're addictive.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like two people in one body. Their brain and their heart battle.
Okay.
It's rumination. Rumination is an interesting process. It's feel, think, feel, think, feel, think, feel, think, until you make up a decision.
Right.
But when men don't find within themselves to make up a decision, what they do is drink.
Right.
You see, go have sex with somebody.
Okay.
In order to shut down their brain. Men drink and use and are addictive in order to not do good to feel good. Excuse me.
Okay.
Women, on the other hand, use mind-altering chemicals, eating, drinking, particularly sugar-based foods. What they're doing is knocking out feelings in order to do good.
Right.
Do you see?
Yes.
So that's what addictions are. So alpha people, and there's a great book about bad alphas. You know, good alphas are saints.
Right.
So you get a good book about saints, you got it. But bad alpha, bad alphas are, you know, Hitler,
right.
Bad alpha,
bad
Stalin,
alpha.
Bad alpha.
Another bad alpha, yeah.
You know, and there's some growing in the Middle East that we've had a problem with. You see?
And looks like we will again in the future.
The book is called The Natural History of the Rich. And it means people that are born alpha are old, old souls. They've been masculine. They've been feminine many, many, many times.
Okay.
So now their temperament is a combination of thinking do good and feeling feel good.
Right.
But those two things battle each other.
Right.
And it calls for people then to go to the doctor, get pain pills, go drink,
mm-hmm.
and then of all the things, go be a crook, go con somebody.
Right.
Go have sex. And those are all chemical addictive processes. And there's a wonderful book. See, I've said that so many times.
But that's okay,
it's
because we love your wonderful books.
The Craving Brain by Dr. Rudin, R-U-D-E-N.
Right.
See,
mm-hmm.
The Craving Brain, because when we don't produce the right amount of serotonin, we may have a genetic problem, the 5-HTT-LPR gene. And that means we don't release the shuttle.
Right.
For the serotonin to go into our system. So we wake up in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
and we can't really rest.
Gotcha.
So what do? We eat, we drink, We do strange things.
And we fill ourselves up.
Yeah.
And we have a call. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello?
Hi. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear me. It's kind of breaking up in and out, but...
we can hear you perfectly.
Okay. I just have a question about my relationship with my boyfriend.
Okay. Is he a boy or a man?
He is... he's 25.
If you turn your radio down or your volume down on whatever you're listening through, it'll be simpler for you, sweetie. We'll be able to hear. Yeah, we'll be able to hear you, and you won't hear it feedback at yourself.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to go right here and see if that works better.
Do you respect your boyfriend, or do you cherish him? Or both?
I'm going to say cherish.
You cherish your boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Then he is your boyfriend. So what is your boyfriend doing that's irritating you enough to call me?
I would say, I don't know if maybe it's just me that I'm not as understanding as I probably should be, or if it is that I'm irritated by the fact that he's like that. I guess he's always had communication problems, like talking his feelings. You know, not communication so much, it's just his feelings in general. And my question is, how can I allow him to feel more comfortable to maybe, open up about anything really in his life that... it's actually more personal that you would want to share with another person, because he does talk to me, but it's not to an extent where I feel that he's opening up all the way. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Does he want to be cherished or respected? What is his choice?
I would feel that he would probably, maybe that's probably the problem, that he thinks that respect is probably more important, maybe not cherished so much. I don't know if he understands that they're two different things.
Well, do you want to manipulate him?
Do I manipulate him?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I
that's
don't.
Too bad, because then you'll just have to mother him. Manipulation is never ask him what he feels. Ask him what he thinks and wants and what you can do to help him. Was your father a man or a boy?
I think my father was a boy.
And your mother was a man.
Yes, definitely.
And she's your role model.
Right, unfortunately. And
you may be with a man that knows if you cherish him, he doesn't get to be respected. Hear what I'm about to say. When you respect a man, he feels cherished. And then right. He can cherish you because he's safe around you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're cherished, it might be frightening for a while because you're used to being respected. Do you understand?
Right.
Would you be willing to talk to him as if you respect him? Which means, what do you think? What do you want? What do you want me to do? What can I do to help you? And when you want to teach and preach and bitch and moan and question him, you make an appointment. Honey, I have an idea, a want, an opinion, a suggestion about what we can do for our vacation. When would it be convenient for you to hear me? Today, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And when you...
Yeah, I think that's probably where I'm at. I thought it was completely different. I thought it was more like, well, see... I think this before I even ask him, you know what I mean? That's probably why he's putting up that barrier, thinking, well, it doesn't even matter what I think, because she's already going to make the decision.
You want to know something? You have just rung the bell. Would you be willing for a week between now and next Friday, would you be willing to respect him?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, and I want to give you another tool or two. A tool for fighting. If you don't have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, would you be willing to say, you have a right to think that, feel that, do that, not do that, but I'm uncomfortable. Would you be willing to consider not doing that or doing it this way? And what can I do to help you and I do it. Would you be his helpmate for a week?
To do exactly that, right?
Yeah, to do this in order that he feels respected, so that he feels automatically cherished, and that spills over on you.
I see. Because that's probably what I would tell him, like, I'm willing to do anything. I just don't know exactly, you know, how to go about it. So I need you to tell me, because I can't read your mind. And I think that's where our problems are, that I don't talk to him the way you're saying you talk to him.
What you're saying is you're waiting for him to come up with ideas. He may already be too afraid of you. So my suggestion is you have a subject. What do you think about going to see Mission Impossible? Not how do you feel about going to see Mission Impossible? Ask him what he thinks. What do you think about going on a picnic?
Oh, I see. So what would happen if I know it's something that he likes and maybe something that I don't like, but I'm willing to do it anyways, you know, because I want to make him happy.
That's called acquiescing, and I love it. You know what acquiescing is? I already said it earlier. It's doing something you wouldn't do if you were single for the sake of the team. Mm-hmm. If you know he wants to go to watch a ballet, I mean, there are men that like ballets.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd give him a ballet set of tickets for his birthday. You would do the thing that you wouldn't do if you weren't with him. That's acquiescing. I love that word.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, I'm, like I said, because I am very, you know, I'm very in love, and I know he loves me too, so it's just something that, you know, I want him to, you know,
the
actually know
is,
and feel without,
wait a minute.
You know.
The fact you want him to do anything is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see what you mean.
You want him to talk about his feelings. That's the one thing he can't do. If he talks about his feelings, you may use it against him.
Yeah.
So my suggestion is ask him what he thinks about things and tell him what you feel about it.
Yeah.
You
that makes completely
be
sense.
The church. But what?
I said that makes a lot of sense.
Then how about you do it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's the one question I would try to always read about it. But I never, the way you just said it right now just makes perfect sense. And it just sounds so much easier, you know?
Good. Have you read Getting to I Do?
No, I have not, actually.
That's,
I love
my,
to read about being-
that's my book. That's my Bible. It's been on the stands over 20 years, and it's still selling. Feel free to read Getting to I Do.
You can find it at www.oneistore.com.
Okay. I'll look into that.
And all of the good stores.
Oh, okay.
But,
well,
but our store
so
is the best. Thank you, caller.
Okay, alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, caller. You're on the air, and we've only got a couple of minutes. You have a quick question.
You have a question.
Oh, okay.
Turn your radio down.
Okay.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, hi. I have an ill husband at home, so I go play table tennis, and I went to three dance classes, and three of them I didn't like. So I decided to go to a dance last night, and there was a dance lesson. I danced for about a half hour, but I mostly sat there for an hour and a half. After that, I didn't dance at all. I just talked to the girls. Does that sound fine?
That's fine. Did you flirt?
Why would I flirt? I have a husband.
What?
I have a husband. I have an ill husband, so I didn't flirt because I didn't
want
to flirt because...
Does your husband dance?
No, he doesn't dance. He's ill. He can't even hardly walk. So I went to the dance by myself at the theater just for the fun of it.
If you're going to a dance or a golf course or a tennis court, would you kindly dance, play golf or tennis, or don't go there?
Okay, do you smile at somebody? Because I'm afraid to smile because then they might think I like them or something.
I got news for you. I don't think they'll throw you on the ground and rape you at the dance.
So it's okay to smile so you get to dance?
You get to dance. That's what you're there for.
Yeah, okay, so I get to smile. I danced for about maybe 20 minutes, but then I sat there with the girls the whole time. I didn't really smile at any guys because I was afraid to.
Well,
I was afraid maybe.
Then
yeah.
How did you get them to dance with you for 20 minutes?
There was a dance lesson. I went out there and the guy asked, a couple guys asked me to dance.
I got news for you. That's because they thought you wanted to dance. Then you wanted to go play with girls.
No, I don't want to just play with girls. I wanted to dance.
Well, then would you act like it?
No, I didn't. I was talking to the girls
well,
the whole time.
Well, then would you go
I,
back and
the,
act like it?
The most
like
friendly
it?
Girl there, I didn't even actually the one who sat with her. She was the one dancing all the time.
Do you realize if your husband's disabled, he'll have a better wife if she's happy?
Right. Okay. Yeah, you know, I tried 3 dance classes, and I didn't like either 3 instructors, so I just quit.
I understand that.
And so now I'm going to a dance, and I like it.
Go to the dance and dance.
Thanks, caller. You got to go.
Okay.
Dr. Allen, what you got to say? We're out of time.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the contracts you're willing to make and keep.
Awesome. Follow us on Facebook. Find us at www.drpatallen.com. Get our stuff at the oneistore.com. We love you. Come on back.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.